Hello, it's Tuesday, the 21st of July, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier. Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun is meeting President Trump at the White House later today. Meanwhile, on the ground, the Lebanese army is beginning to take control of areas previously held by the IDF. So is Israel closer than ever to peace with Lebanon? Not so fast, says Jacques Neria, special analyst for the Middle East at the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs. Jacques argues that despite the optimism, around half of the Lebanese public still oppose normalizing ties with Israel. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first the latest. The United States has completed its 10th straight night of strikes on Iran, saying the campaign will degrade Tehran's ability to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. A tanker crew was forced to abandon ship after coming under fire, while Jordan and Bahrain say they intercepted Iranian missiles. President Trump will today attend a ceremony marking the return of the American service members who were killed in recent Iranian attacks on US bases in Jordan and Kuwait. According to the Jerusalem Post, Iran is now pushing for a 10-day ceasefire, but Washington demands stronger guarantees before agreeing to any pause in the fighting. Well, there are fresh concerns over Iran's nuclear program. New satellite imagery and intelligence reports suggest Tehran has moved thousands of uranium enrichment centrifuges into a deeply buried underground facility at Natanz. That's Pickaxe Mountain. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the site lies more than 100 meters beneath solid rock, and that makes it one of Iran's most heavily fortified nuclear facilities, a challenge even for America's most powerful bunker-busting bombs. The IDF and the Shin Bet say they've killed two Hamas terrorists who took part in the October 7th attacks and who later held Israeli hostages in Gaza. One of them, Adham Nasman, led Hamas terrorists into Israel during the massacre and was responsible for holding several hostages, including Emily Damari and Romy Gonen. He was killed in an airstrike on Gaza City. And a US-led initiative to begin rebuilding Gaza has reportedly taken a step forward. The National reports that an international peace council has just approved a pilot reconstruction project near Rafah in the south. The plan would provide low-rise housing for some 50,000 people, secured by Israeli-approved Palestinian police and a small multinational force. Construction is not expected to begin until after Israel's elections later this year. Before we get to today's conversation, a reminder, you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now, here's Jacques Neria. So for those who don't know, you were born in Lebanon. So I wanted to ask you, with these direct talks going on right now, we've got President Aoun meeting President Trump today. Are we closer to peace with Lebanon than ever before?
Well, I think it's premature. It's premature because Joseph Aoun is facing headwinds, mainly pushed by Hezbollah and their allies. And they are refusing totally negotiations, totally recognition of Israel. They just want to continue confronting Israel and preventing Joseph Aoun from reaching any agreement with Israel. This is the main issue. And, you know, their main criticism was that the first picture that they got from the United States was a Lebanese president wearing jeans and going with sneakers, which is unusual, unacceptable in Lebanon. So, this is part of the circus that they are trying to create, that he is not a serious man. He's just sold to the Americans. His name is, in fact, used as in Arabic. Aoun means assistance. So they say he's assistance for Israel and a humiliation for Lebanon. So this is the main obstacle, Hezbollah. And I don't think that this is going to be better in the near future.
Would it ever be possible to rid Lebanon of Hezbollah? Because there are a million Shia, and I'm not saying that they all support Hezbollah, but a great many of them do. So would it ever be possible?
Well, you can say that most of the Shiite community in Lebanon is surrounding Hezbollah. Moreover, you could say that there are Lebanese Christian communities that are siding with Hezbollah, Armenian siding with Hezbollah, Druze siding with Hezbollah. What you see in Lebanon is quite amazing. So many participants in the political game that you might think for a moment that because of criticism of Hezbollah that this is something that is only marginal. This is not marginal. You could say that at least 50% of the Lebanese public is against what Joseph Aoun is doing, and they are waiting for results to see what sort of results can he accomplish. I will tell you, for instance, that there have been talks about the pilot areas. It took almost 4 months to reach an agreement on that. They say if those two areas that which are beyond the Israeli presence, they took 4 months to achieve. How much time would it take 600 square kilometers that are occupied now by Israel? So this is basically it will take forever, unless America, unless the United States, unless Donald Trump will ask Bibi, his friend, the Bibi, they don't like you, they want you out, so you must withdraw. And this is what the Lebanese are expecting, that the outcome of this meeting is a declaration by the American president, American administration, that they are signing for the total territorial integrity of Lebanon, and that Israel should withdraw to the international border.
Your average Lebanese person would rather have the IDF out of their territory definitively, even if that means Hezbollah coming back with all the damage that it has wrought on the country.
Well, you know, Hezbollah right now, even on those two pilot areas, there were negotiations between the Lebanese army and Hezbollah. Why? Because Hezbollah said, if you're going to invade our territory, take over our tunnels, take our opposition, we will oppose you. You remember what happened in Tyre. There was a tunnel, and the Hezbollah warned the Lebanese army not to go inside. The Lebanese army just ignored that, and they went inside, and they had 6 dead. The tunnel exploded completely. So this is what Hezbollah is trying to signal the Lebanese government, that he is going to fight for its positions. And this is not going to be a game. The ultimate goal of Hezbollah to survive. And he understands that he is now under attack, and that the United States, together with the Lebanese government, are trying to defeat Hezbollah and to disarm it, which is not the case. Hezbollah is not a Lebanese organization. Hezbollah follows instructions given by Tehran. It's an Iranian Revolutionary Guard unit, and this is how the things should be understood in Lebanon.
Given that Iran is clearly facing its own issues, is it still going to be able to support Hezbollah in the future?
Hezbollah has been the spearhead for revolutions in the Arab world. It's been in Lebanon, in Syria. It's been, during Bashar Assad tenure. They were there to help him against the Sunnis. They are present in Iraq, they are present in Saudi Arabia, they are present in Yemen, they send instructors all over. And this is, what what Iran has succeeded in creating a proxy that is co-creating other proxies. And to this, Iran is ready to pay a lot of money. Only last year, $1 billion were sent to Hezbollah through different channels.
At least the Lebanese and the Israelis are talking to each other directly, aren't they, for the first time?
Well, Lebanese always say, look at the map and say, God created Lebanon very, very bizarre way. Instead of putting the Christian areas southwards and the Shiite northwards, we just did the opposite. And there's no way we can join the Christian areas and bring a new Lebanon, because of the Shiite who are the buffer zone between us and the Christian. So you're talking about hope, and we're talking about the policies. Maybe we could reach an agreement that would not disarm Hezbollah, but would let Lebanese government proceed with its negotiation with Israel and reach a sort of security arrangement.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching or listening. And please do subscribe using the link below. Goodbye.